Well, this is a big thorny eternal issue always, is this undervalue of domestic help, because it's the other half of the economy, isn't it? Totally. And, you know, do you think that we've finally got to the stage of maturity where we can have a sensible discussion about this between the genders?
I think that we can, but I think that we are not. I think we could. I think at this point we're sort of waiting for the participation of men, because I think this is a discussion that so many women have been having, especially recently. But if you look at who's talking and who's writing about it, it is almost invariably women. And I really feel like it's a discussion and a conversation that men have not come to have and really don't want to have and would rather avoid. So that's where we are now.
Well, it's not hard to figure out why they want to avoid it, because they know if they finally face up to the fact that they're not actually holding up their half of the sky there, in fact, they'll have to take on a lot more duties than they do. This is going to be a gigantic shift in consciousness, isn't it, from the male gender?
Yeah, and I think that we also can't exempt ourselves. I think that, you know, little boys have mothers and they also learn from their own mothers. And we are also part of the same system that is perpetuating our status quo. So, yeah, I think it's something that we have to take on and we have to try to tackle. I think it can be done publicly. I think it can be done socially. I think it must also be done at home and in conversations. And it's a process we have to start.
And, of course, there's a big role here for education, right from a very early age, I would think, right from kindergarten through primary and further education, and just encouraging men to pick up that other half of the load, so to speak. We never really hear about the fact that men are holding down a 9-to-5 job and they're also bearing a domestic load and raising children and things like this, you know, but it's always mentioned for women. And there's this other bit of having to do it perfectly, which we haven't spoken about either, which I'm wondering, is this a burden that women placed on themselves, having to do it perfectly? Do you think the rest of the world's expectations have placed it on us because we're daring to try and work and have children at the same time?
First of all, with the education, I think there is a huge role to play. And I always say that one of the things that I think would be relatively easy and identifiable that we could be doing would be to bring back home economics courses and also mechanic shop courses and have everybody take both of them, so that men and boys from a very young age are getting the message that it's also their job to run a household. And how do you make a grocery list? And how do you keep the place clean? And how do you balance all of those things? And that girls get the message that electronics and woodworking are also for them. It's not just waiting for a man to fix it for you. And I think these kinds of things are small, but they're very radical in the messages that they send and the people that they create. I don't know. Are women really feeling pressure to be perfect? I just think that so many women are stretched so thin by all of the different, pressures that come to bear on them. I think that many women nowadays have to work. I think this idea that it's a choice to go out to work is a bit outdated. At least in the U.S., most people need two incomes if they can get them. And then there are also lots of single mothers. So women are having to work, and they are also kind of left holding the bag at home, because there are so many studies that have shown over and over again that men simply are not doing their share of household work at home. Even in cases where maybe the wife is employed and the man is at home with the kids, he still isn't doing his share of the household work. So this is really something that needs to change as you said, it's a consciousness shift. It's a social shift that we all need to kind of participate in.